Today is Thursday, the 28th of November, in the 34th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of Pluskadon Abbey sing Psalm 4. When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From anguish you released me. Have mercy and hear me. Prayer is a conversation with God, which means sometimes talking and sometimes listening. As I enter into prayer, I open myself to God, to speak from the heart, and to listen with the heart too.
Sacrificate sacrificium justitiae, esperate in domino, multitudit qui sustentis orbis mano, leva in signum super nostrum et votus tui domine, maiorem menis dilectitiam in corde me. Quam cum multiplicatur frumentum et vinum ego, in pace in itipsum tomiam et requiesco, quoniam tu domine singulare tedes me constituis ime, gloria patri et filio, et spiritui sancto, sicut erat in principio est nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Today's reading is from the book of Daniel.
Then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." A stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, so that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No food was brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then, at break of day, the king got up and hurried to the den of lions. When he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried out anxiously to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you faithfully serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Daniel then said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, so that they would not hurt me, because I was found blameless before him, and also before you, O king. I have done no wrong." Then the king was exceedingly glad, and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God.
Daniel in the Lion's Den, a famous title for a famous story. It comes from the same book of the Bible as the story we prayed on Monday, the three young men in the fiery furnace. Can you see how the message of both stories is similar? Daniel, like the three young men, is to be executed for being faithful to his Jewish religion in a pagan land. Once again, can you see parallels in your own life? Notice the attitude of the king towards Daniel. Is he keen to see Daniel eaten by the lions? Why does he go praying and fasting? It seems that the king wanted to believe in Daniel's God. He had to follow his own edict about the lions, but he hoped it would somehow come out right in spite of everything. How do you think the king would have felt on his way back to the lion's den? Why does he pass a sleepless night? Does he rush to the den in the morning in a hurry to find Daniel dead? What could be the king's reasons for wanting Daniel to be alive? Listen again to the Daniel story. Notice particularly this time the complete trust that Daniel has in God.
Then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." A stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, so that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No food was brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then, at break of day, the king got up and hurried to the den of lions. When he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried out anxiously to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you faithfully serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Daniel then said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, so that they would not hurt me, because I was found blameless before him. And also before you, O king, I have done no wrong." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God.
As this time of prayer draws to a close, ask God for the grace you need to become more like Daniel, someone who trusts fully in God and is considered trustworthy by others.
Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.